Albemarle.
This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning. It'll go from 1 p.m. this afternoon through 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. Expect a wintry mix and snow that'll overspread this afternoon and evening, transitioning to a mix of sleet and freezing rain tonight. Folks in Albemarle and parts of Stanley County turned out and lined the streets as the body of fallen firefighter and paramedic Will Oxendine snaked its way through the city streets during the funeral procession on Thursday. A motorcycle escort led the procession, followed by sheriff's deputies and a host of police, fire, and EMS vehicles. Mr. Oxendine lost his life earlier this week in a vehicle accident. City of Albemarle and Waste Management says that residents on Friday's garbage and recycling routes are encouraged to place their carts out early as possible. In preparation for Friday's winter weather, garbage and recycling service on Friday, January 10th, will begin an hour earlier with Waste Management starting collections at 6 a.m. For customer service questions, you can call 704-984-9400 and press 3. On Wednesday in Raleigh, new House members were sworn in, which included Cody Honeycutt, replacing Representative Wayne Sasser. And Mr. Honeycutt said today was a very special day as he was sworn in as the next North Carolina House Representative for District 67 to serve Stanley and Montgomery counties. It was truly humbling to be asked to speak as the first freshman member on record in the well of the House to second the motion for his good friend and newly elected Speaker Pro Tem, Representative Mitchell Setzer. He also wanted to congratulate Speaker Representative Destin Hall, Majority Leader now, Brendan Jones, and Rules Chairman Representative John Bell for being newly elected or appointed to their leadership positions as well. He said today's sessions was ceremonial, but he looks forward to beginning work in the legislature when the session resumes at the end of the month. Kelly Dombrowski went before the Stanley County Commissioners to petition them to pass the resolution changing the status of the Stanley County Arts Council from provisional to designated. And here she is with that resolution.
Good evening, commissioners. Thank you for the opportunity to present to you tonight. My name is Kelly Dombrowski. I am the chairman of the Stanley County Arts Council here, and I am joined this evening by our executive director, Renee Van Horn, council members Colleen Barfield and Ms. Patty Furr. We are here tonight to present and ask for your support of the resolution to move our council from a provisional status to a designated status. And this approval of this resolution will acknowledge the Stanley County Arts Council as the designated arts council for the county and helping to bring and approve programming for our arts programs here in the county. The resolution that you all have before you at this time reads that the resolution recognizes Stanley County Arts Council as the designated arts council for Stanley County, authorizing them to apply for, receive, and re-grant state and federal arts funding in Stanley County, North Carolina. Whereas the Stanley County Arts Council was incorporated in 1974, Stanley County Arts Council has been the recipient of state arts funding and re-granting partner of the North Carolina Arts Council on behalf of Stanley County since 1974. The Stanley Council Arts Council has previously received local community funding for the purpose of re-granting to other local arts organizations. The mission of the Stanley County Arts Council is to encourage and promote broad-based cultural and educational activities in the arts throughout Stanley County. The Arts Council fulfills this mission by serving artists and art organizations in the county. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Stanley County Board of Commissioners as follows. One, that the Stanley County Arts Council is the designated local arts agency for Stanley County and has the authority to apply for, receive, and re-grant state and federal arts funding in Stanley County. Two, that the Stanley County Arts Council will notify county staff before submitting funding requests, as well as notify when funding is received. And three, that the Stanley County Board of Commissioners reserves the right to include a representative on grant selection panels and/or project teams. We would like to ask that this be approved this evening and move us from provisional to designated status.
And the commissioners passed that resolution unanimously. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County. A winter storm warning is in effect. Snow moves in this afternoon, mixing with sleet, high near 37. Tonight, snow, freezing rain, and sleet, with ice and snow accumulations likely, low near 27. Clearing tomorrow, high near 44. Then much colder tomorrow night, low around 17. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
Big Fox Entertainment presents The Rick Burgess Show with Speedy, Greg Burgess, Eddie Van Adler, and Rick Burgess.
Thank you very much, Ken Osborne. Here we go. A brand new hour is underway, and we're glad that you are here for another Rick Burgess Show in another hour. A lot to do as we all go forward. As you heard, the gang is all here. We'll be updating you on the stories of the day. We'll get your phone calls in here. Surely you got the new numbers now, don't you? 1-888-6-BIG-BOX. V as in Victor. Had an interesting conversation with someone yesterday about that. 888 888-